You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Portland State signed an absolutely stellar recruiting class this year. Joining me to talk about it is Portland State offensive coordinator AC Patterson. AC, thanks for joining the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You guys actually had the true early signing day, late signing period. There's so many teams now that seem to sign the majority of their class or almost all of their class during the early signing period. But you guys actually put a run together late and signed some guys during the late signing period. How much has that split affected the FCS? Obviously, as I mentioned in the FBS, 90-something percent, I think it was 98% of four-star guys or better signed during the early signing period. Is that the same at FCS?
There is some of that for sure. There are kind of two ways to go about that. One way is to try to sign them all early. I think Idaho does a pretty good job of that. And the other way to kind of do that is to wait in the weeds, and then there's guys who kind of fall through the cracks who we can kind of scoop up late, and we get them in when we think they should have been an FBS kind of guy, but they fell through the cracks down to us. That's kind of how we do that, too.
You ended up signing the number one class in the Big Sky, number three in the nation for FCS. And I was really impressed with a couple of signings that you guys got late. The headliner, obviously, is Crew Newman, who was the Gatorade Player of the Year in Oregon. And really, I've talked about this on the show. In my history, and I started being a ball boy when I was like in second grade, and I'm 37 now, so almost 30 years of Oregon high school football. He's on my Mount Rushmore of Oregon high school quarterbacks. Not from a prospect standpoint, I don't think he's one of the best four prospects in 30 years in Oregon, because there's been some great ones with Derek Anderson, Kellen Clemens, Justin Herbert, guys like that.
Of course.
But from a high school producer, from a game manager at the high school level, from a playmaker, I thought he was one of the most four special quarterbacks I've seen. How did you guys get him? How did that process go to add him during the late signing period?
Yeah, everyone in the state has been telling us about Crew for 2-3 years now. And as we got to this kind of December-ish time, we really started to ramp things up. We talked with him, we talked with his mom, his dad, and Coach Pine, and we just built that relationship there, and we got to know him well. And then he didn't know a whole ton about us. Even though he's from this state, he just did not know us too well. So once he got to know us, he got to know what we do and how we play. We all saw that this was going to be a good fit, and we think he's going to be a gem on and off the field for us.
When was the last time Portland State got a Gatorade Player of the Year from Oregon?
I believe, if I'm correct, it was Stephen Long in 2011.
That worked out pretty well, right?
There we go. Yes, he actually scored the TD to win the game against Wazoo, so it was a good one.
I think one of the hidden guys in this group that maybe people don't recognize immediately is out of Nelson High School, Andre Miller. Yeah. I really liked what I saw from Andre Miller the week of the Les Schwab Bowl practices. I thought he was an absolute standout. Yep. He likes to hit. He's just a good football player. That feels like a steal for you guys.
Yes, and his uncle, Rashad Floyd, played for us too, and he'll probably be in the Hall of Fame here soon for us. So to get him into our team and to be around us, and he's just a good personality to be around too. So he's a huge get. And the more in-state guys that we can get, I think that's good for everyone.
We're talking to Portland State offensive coordinator A.C. Patterson about a recruiting class that finished number three in the nation at the FCS level, number one in the Big Sky Conference. I love your late additions. You guys got somebody during the early signing period that I was kind of surprised signed early. I thought there was a chance he could wait, especially based on how he played lately, in Keenan Elder out of Tualatin High School. I really like Keenan, and I thought that was a player that was going to be interesting to see if he popped late. You guys were able to sign him during the early portion of the process. What do you think of that kid, and what does he bring to the table for you?
Yeah, you know, he was one of the first guys to actually say yes to us. He committed to us all the way back before his senior year even began, and he just said that it felt like home. And that, you know, we showed him true love from the start. So it was a good fit for us all there. But he's a good wide receiver who can also play some defense too. So to have those guys that can do things on both sides of the ball just means that they have more opportunity to play. But he's a great, great kid and played for a great team here. So we are glad to keep him home as well.
Seems like one of the themes for you guys was size up front. 6'6", 310, 6'2", 300, 6'2", 320, 6'4", 305. How much of an emphasis was size in this class? Because, man, especially up front, it sure seems like that was a focal point for you guys.
Of course, you know, you can't teach size is what they like to say, right? So you can't teach size. So to get those big dudes up front who can hold the point on the defense side of the ball and who can move men on the offensive side of the ball, that's a huge point that we wanted to get done this year. And the caliber of the kids that we get out of high school now are far and above what we used to get because of the transfer portal. So it's been a huge help there, because these kids who think they're gonna have more big stuff, it kind of falls through the cracks and they come to us and we're their best thing, and they find out that this is a good fit too. So it's been great.
Talking to A.C. Patterson, the offensive coordinator at Portland State. Again, they signed the number three recruiting class in the nation at the FCS level. Who's a recruit? I know you were very involved, very active on the recruiting trail this year. Who's a guy that you kind of took personally this year on the recruiting trail that, whether it's a point of pride or just had a great story about his recruitment, who's a guy that you kind of, you say, I highlight that guy as a special moment, special recruit in this class?
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of those kind of guys. You know, the first one that kind of came to my mind when you said that, we signed a running back, Micah Avery.
Yeah.
And his bro was on our team the last 2 years. So to just keep him and his whole family here, he had turned down an FBS school to come here, and he has 10.9 speed on the track. So I think he could be a guy who could come in here soon and make some big plays for us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Looking at this class as a whole, is there somewhere where you feel like is the real strength? I like it all. I mean, when you finish with the number three recruiting class in the nation, that's what Oregon did in FBS. And if you asked Oregon fans to say where the strength of the class is, they just say it's good everywhere. So I imagine you feel pretty good about everywhere. But is there anywhere in particular, you look at this class and say, hey, this is job well done. We're thrilled with where we retooled, reloaded the roster.
I mean, kind of like you had said with the size, I think in about, 1 to 2 years, you're going to see all those O-line guys up front who have all that size, and they'll finally mature into grown men, and they'll be able to play to where we think they should be. So all three of those O-line guys who we signed early, I think will be able to help us out big time up front.
He's A.C. Patterson. He's part of the orchestrator of the number three recruiting class in the nation in the FCS level, led, of course, by Gatorade Player of the Year, Crew Newman, a special class. Coach Patterson, thank you very much for joining the show and talking about it.
Thank you very much for having me on, and go Vikes.
It's a good group, man. And I've been on Portland State's case about in-state recruiting in the past. And I think with Keenan Elder, with DeMarcus Houston, who they signed, with Crew Newman, obviously, and Andre Miller, that's a quartet of really good players. And I think, I think Portland State's going to ramp up the in-state recruiting effort right now, because with Oregon State kind of dropping down, I think there's going to be more opportunity potentially to get some steals. They've done a much better job evaluating in-state. You get guys like Crew Newman and Andre Miller. Those are two great late signings, and that means you're really diving deep. You get your class together. You have to do a reset. And when you do that reset, because the early signing period, again, he mentioned, some of those guys were committed for months. So that's their year-long thing, to hit the reset button after the early signing period, say, how many scholarships do we have left, and where do we attack? And to really dig deep and go, let's go full-court press on Crew Newman. How is this kid still here? No one's going to offer him. We'll go all in. We want that kid to be able to get him, to get a guy like Andre Miller, who I thought was one of the better DB prospects in Oregon this year. Those are really solid additions, and that is why they signed the number three class in the country, again, at the FCS level. And, again, that size. You sign four 300-pound guys, 6'6", 6'4", 6'2", up front. You should be pretty good up front going forward. You sign a Micah Avery, and the vision's clear. They want to have a team where Crew Newman can roll out. Crew Newman can find guys open, right, when he's got a big O-line in front of him. And then you've got Micah Avery, this back who runs a 10-9, running behind that O-line, getting lost at 5-9 in that shuffle, and then bursting through for big gains. There's potential for Coach Patterson to have a really special group in the next couple of years. Pivoting to a special group that's being put together right now, Oregon's 2025 recruiting class looks like it's got a chance to be great. We had Nasir Wyatt on last week, the number two edge rusher in the country. Seemed about as high on Oregon as anybody could be. And he mentioned that he was kind of starting to think that Oregon was really putting the full court press on for a potential commitment, and he really liked it. He said his heart was in Eugene. Since then, a huge number of predictions, myself included, on 3, 24/7, that Nasir Wyatt will end up being a Duck. I think that's right. But before that, this week, they landed Matthew Johnson, a very versatile four-star defensive line piece out of California, committed to Oregon over offers from Miami, Michigan, USC, and others. He will join the show to talk about his recruitment and his decision to choose Oregon next on Recruiting with Andrew Nemec on 1080 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.